Right, last week I discussed with you the miracle of Chanukah and the beginning of the family to Chashmonaim. Now, the Chashmonaim, as I told you, were five brothers. The father was Matityahu, and his five sons. And his five sons were in order of birth. Yochanan was the Bechor, the firstborn. After Yochanan was Shimon, then was Yehuda, then was Elozar, and then was Yonasan. Those were the five sons. Now, the war of the Chashmonaim stretched over a long period of time. The Nes Chanukah occurred in the third year of the war. But after the Nes Chanukah, after the Jews reconquered Jerusalem and rededicated the temple, the war schlepped along another 5, 6, 7 years. Because what happened was that successive Greek emperors in the Syrian, in the Seleucid part of the empire, could not make peace with the fact that they had lost Eretz Yisrael. So they tried to reconquer it. Some tried to reconquer it by force of arms. Some tried to reconquer it by having a coup, an assassination, a rebellion among the Jews themselves to destroy the Chashmonaim. Now we will see that after the at the time of the Nes Chanukah, according to most historians, Yochanan was dead, and Matityahu was dead. And the year after the Nes Chanukah, Yehuda HaMakabi was dead. So Yochanan the oldest and Yehuda the third were killed in wars. They were killed in battle. That left over three sons. That left over Shimon, that left over Elozar, and it left over Yonasan. In the last major battle, when the Greeks tried to reconquer Eretz Yisrael 3 years after the Nes Chanukah, Elozar was killed by an elephant. The elephants were the Greek tanks of the time. The elephant was introduced into the ancient warfare by the Carthaginian general Hannibal. Hannibal is the Hebrew words Ani Baal. I am the Baal. The Carthaginians were really Canaanites and Phoenicians who moved from Eretz Yisrael and who moved from what is today Lebanon and Phoenicia, moved to North Africa. And the site of Carthage is near the present-day city of Tunis. And they set up a very large city, and they were a threat to the Romans. And in two great Punic wars, the Romans and the Carthaginians faced each other. In the first Punic War, Hannibal won. He brought the Carthaginian army across the Straits of Gibraltar. He took Spain. It was a remarkable feat. And he came north from Spain through southern France. If you have a map of Europe in your mind, he's going straight north. He took a right turn to go east. He went through Switzerland, the Alps, and he came down into Italy through the Alps, and the Roman army was not there. The Roman army was in the south expecting the Carthaginians to come by boat, expecting them to cross by sea. And here, all of a sudden, the army appeared out of the north, and he brought with him 300 elephants. You could certainly smell them coming. But the Romans did not expect him. It is one of the logistical feats of all military history, how he got the elephants and the army and everybody across the Alps. That's a very long